Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. We are always very happy to be with you. And yeah, today we are going into it. However, to our dear listeners or those who are coming to the program for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss business opportunities. We discuss about business matters. We discuss about economic matters. We look at policy analysis, domestic and external policies. It's also a platform where we also bridge the gap between those who want to understand economics and business, and also those who know and understand economics. Yeah, it's called Lecture Hall One. It's a platform where we not only facilitating the program, but it's a platform where we teach and educate one another, because it's only one aim that we have, is to promote Namibia business ecosystem and also to come up with sustainable business models which can be applied by every business person that will be able to contribute positively to the development of the Namibian economy. Yes, to our dear listeners, for those of you who follow us on social media, it's always very important to make sure that you note and understand the programs which are following, and also make sure that you also share our page to your friends. We are on Facebook, Eagle FM. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. We are on LinkedIn and all other social media platforms, because the moment you share our page, the moment you like our news updates, it's also that moment where you'll be able also to share with people who are following you, in order for them to become part of our dear listeners, and they also become contributors to Platform of Business and Economic Segment. The fundamental aim of the program, to cement on that, is also to make sure that we unlock the locked minds, and we also open up opportunities which are promoted by new thinking, because the moment we come and discuss a certain topic, it's also the moment where we encourage critical thinking among the listeners, and through critical thinking and also a self-assessment, then you'll be able also to make sure that you come up with new ideas and you apply it to your business. Yeah, I want to use this platform to call all the business persons, all the economists, all the like-minded people who are economic drivers or the contributors to Namibian economy, to come closer to your radios, because after a deep conversation, after critical interrogation of this topic, we are also going to open a platform where you'll be able to, engage us in the studio, come up with your comment, come up with your question, come up with your suggestion, and educate one another. Yes, we understand that today is one of those historical days, and people are giving the final respect to their founding father. And I understand that through official communication tomorrow, especially to employees of public sector, it's a public holiday. And just to give the final respect to the founding father of the Namibian nation, and the first commander in chief of the Namibian Liberation Movement. And with this note, it's also going to be the foundation of our topic, to make sure that when I'm going to introduce the topic, I'm going to link the discussion for today to the foundation which was built for those who are no more here, and for those who had great intention for our country. Dear listeners, stay tuned. In a very short period of time, I'm going to introduce our topic, and we're going to start with a deep conversation of the topic. Let's look at the marketing side.
Siwanasha Namibia, kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga, endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joemwene kongodhi yoe yopeke pamwe na imba. imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja gakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata lyoonjimbo dhoongeleka dha yooloka ngaashi ehangano lya Elsin, omaimburiro lyoshiherero, simaneka karunga lya katolika karoma, lyoshimburu Sang Fortier noongeleka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngele owa pumbwa omaimbiro gongeleka yoye ga kale ga gwedhwa ko koka epa ka imbako 081 23 58 063 nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalighty.com. Oto vulu ku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imba goye nena.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavucha aziva. Muvele kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zali vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, muikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Muikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingwi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaimuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment. With me, David Shombe. As I was saying, it's always very important to make sure that we build on the foundation of those who left before us. And with these words, I want to indicate that the discussion for today, we are going to look at business and digital technology. We are going to look at business and digital technology. We are going to look at various areas of technology, and the aim of the program for today, we are going to look at how businesses, especially in Namibia, not only SMEs but the bigger businesses, can utilize the use of technology in different platforms, the advantage of using that technology, and also some of the critical areas that these businesses need to look at in order for them to make sure that even if they find the capacity to use that digital technology, there are also some measures and mechanisms that these businesses can also use in order to make sure that they protect themselves, because not every environment is safe. And in fact, not all the environments are safe, because there are always platforms where we can get more advantage. But if you are not careful enough, there are also those who have ill intention and will be able also to sabotage your good intention, especially if you are an ambitious business person, either within your domestic business, regional, or running an international corporation. We are going to come back after commercial break.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are looking at how can businesses in Namibia or other part of the world can utilize the use of technology. What are some of the areas that this business need to look at? And what are some of the advantages in using this digital technology? Yeah, the first platform or the first area that we need to look at is that things are no more the same as they used to be in the past 35 years, or let me say in the past 40 years. The world is evolving, and every human being need to change the way you do things. We need to change the way you communicate. We need to change the way we do our work. And we also need to change the way we interact with other people for the greater good of everybody. Because civilization or development of the country or development of the people is for the upliftment of people, and also to make sure that in that process of upliftment of people, people also develop new ways of doing things. Then it will be not making any sense when somebody is failing to change, or when somebody is not willing to learn new things, especially in the fast-paced, in the fast-moving world, where everything is moving very fast, where what you think you know, you won't be able to use it in the next 10 years, because the world is full of competitive businesses, and it's only those one who are able to survive. It's only those one who are able to be flexible that will be able now to capitalize on the changes and also to continue with their lives. Yes, let's start with businesses in Namibia. It has been said by a lot of people. It has been said by a lot of people. It has also been said by me that we are facing a crisis, especially when it's coming to unemployment. And one of the sectors that individuals need to look at, or one of the areas that individuals need to look at, is uplifting business people. Is uplifting business people, or is also educating young people and also adults how to come up with innovative ideas, and also how to come up with new strategies in this which can fit the environment, and also the strategies which can also be able to assist them to run their organization, assist them to run their corporations, and also to employ more people. Because just 3 hours ago, when I was in the field today, I met one lady, very beautiful lady, and we were just sitting at one of the sitting platform. Then we were discussing. I wanted to interview her because I went in the field to interview people about their feeling about and their last views on the late Semsafina Nyoma. And this lady told me very interesting things. She said, "No, she's running a business. She doesn't want to say it's a successful business, but what motivated this lady to run a business is the fact that she's a graduate of 2021 and she was not able to get jobs." Then I ask her, what made you so different from other business people that now, even if you have a qualification, you are proud of what you're doing? Then she told me to say, "No, I have to learn to use the skills which I got from my university, and I also have to make sure that I understand technology, and never really focus more on social media for entertainment, but always to make money legally." And I was so impressed. Then I came to the point to realize that sometimes we may have a problem and we may have a solution at the same time. However, the solution cannot be revealed without making a proper research, and also without educating one another. Because no matter how many times our government, our private sector, our investors are telling us that Namibian, we must start our own businesses. Yes, we may start our own business. We may operate our own business. But the problem is here. When we are operating our own business, we are using the method which was used in 2025. We are using the traditional way of doing business. And we fail to innovate. That's why today we are going to look at the concept of digitalization. Yeah, some writers, they say it's digitalization. Some are also saying it's, in the short way, it's digitization. This is just, it's a process. It's a process of, integrating technology in all your business areas. Because currently a standing business in a certain place, either in Windhoek or in any other part of Namibia, it can be in Ondangwa, it can be in Oshikango, it can be in Ruderitz, Maritae, or it can be Swakopmund. The what the difference between a standing business and a business which is being operated online is that in some occasion you don't even need to put up a structure. In some occasion, your business require you to be mobile, and putting up a structure it require you to invest in a lot of things security. It's make sure that the assets are well managed, and also to make sure that you keep time with that business, and you also make sure that you have to employ somebody who need to be there. However, there is an area that is called digitization. Digitalization or digitization is just incorporating whatever you do into technology. Because there is currently, as you are speaking, there is somebody who is sitting in London running a corporation or running a bigger business with HR in Botswana, with HR team in Botswana, then you have a marketing team in Namibia, then when you go to Nigeria, there is another department, maybe for monitoring and evaluation. But all these things are being done online. And it's less costly than buying physical structures, because in some occasion, you don't really need them. Or in some occasions, you need to start somewhere. That's why we are saying, let us find a way to digitalize our businesses or to digitize our businesses, because we need to access environment that we see beyond our eyes. We need to access environment that we see beyond our eyes, because in the current world, people have been talking about it to say the world become a global village. Whatever is happening in the US now, I can access it within 1 second. Whatever decision which was made in North Korea now, I can access it within 2 seconds or 3 seconds. And it means that we are together. Unlike those years where you have to wait for a ship to come from UK, maybe it will take maybe 6 months. And the communication was not like how it is today. That is why we are saying, with the process of digitization, or digitalization of our businesses, we are able to enter a new environment, we are able to enter a new market, online doing businesses online. Yes, in this regard, it's also very important to make sure that if you do your own analysis, if you do your own calculations, you'll be able also to realize that with a little market research that you can make, then you understand what your customers are. In Namibia, every adult, it's like a must, every adult has a cell phone, whether it's not a smartphone. It's like a requirement now, because you can't really function very well. Even people who are 95 years old, who are 80 years old, are old cuckoos, or our old grandmothers and grandfathers. They have cell phones. They have cell phones because it become a useful tool that every individual need in order to, it can be to use in terms of banking, can be to use in terms of saving, because cell phone now is beyond communication, because it's no more a communication tool. It's a super smart tool that can be used to do anything. You can communicate, you can run a business with a cell phone, you can market with a cell phone, you can buy with a cell phone, you can do actually almost everything which is humanly possible, particularly on the ground that it requires a machine, which can be done with a cell phone. You can use a cell phone to monitor your business, you can use a cell phone to monitor your cameras, everything that is humanly possible. That's why we are saying, the moment we put our business online, is the moment where we realize that we have a bigger market than what we think. Because the moment we digitalize, you'll be able to access somebody in Botswana, you'll be able to access somebody in South Africa who can buy from where he is, as long as you are using the right channel, as long as you are using an ethical and proper channel, then you'll be able to make business. Now, maybe, dear listener, some of you are asking yourself, what is David saying? What is he trying to say? Is he trying to be smart or what? Is he trying to say we also don't know about digitization or we don't know about the online platform? What I'm trying to tell you is that even you who is selling Kapana, even you who is selling Kapana, or even you who is running a barbershop, put your things online. Because you don't know who's going to access that. Put your things online. Make sure that you are able to market your product online. And also make sure that you are able to provide quality. Because online is not only about marketing. Online is also about recommendation. Because if you give me a proper service, or I bought a product which is useful from your business, then I can be able to recommend it online. Then individual will be able to follow you, and you'll be able then you get your market. And the other thing that we also need to look at is the area of marketing. And also an area of e-banking. Before I go to that platform of marketing, I just want our dear listeners to process this thing, to think about what can you do with your laptop or with your phone that can be able to maximize your business. That is number one. Just think about that, because any business can be digitalized to such an extent. Every fixed business can be digitalized, unless you don't want to go bold, because online is a new home for all of us now. We have friends online, we have clients online, we have people that we know online, although we don't meet them. It's a reality of the world that we are looking at, but we also need to make sure that we capitalize on this, because Namibia, we cannot just stand in the street and sell. We cannot just stand in the street and shout marketing. That is an old way of doing business, and it has been done maybe the past 30 years. But when you go to other countries like the US, when you go to other countries like China, when you go to Singapore, when you go to India, young people are coming up with apps or applications which can be used to maximize the capacity of businesses. I'm not saying we must compete with them. I'm saying instead of you waking up without knowing who your customer is going to be, make sure that before you leave your house, everybody can already see that this one is uploaded on WhatsApp, this one is uploaded on Facebook, this one is uploaded on is already on the website, and you already have a balance to say, even if I don't get one-on-one customer, I'm here. Dear listeners, it's exactly 1800 hours and 29 minutes. And we are going to a very short commercial break. And we are going to open up our line before we continue with other topics regarding the topic that we are discussing. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. I'm going to open up a line soon after a very short commercial break.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook. Real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved IMBA that brings together various hymn books under one app, here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on IMBA app are the Elsine Hangano, the Osherero o Maimburiro, the Catholic Simaneka Karunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of IMBA hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover IMBA today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Ipapa Joya IMBA go emisa go tshola kana dirisa dikopi tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse e leng gore di ka dirisiwa mo mefuteng e e ntšha ya maranyana e e farologaneng. Bona mapela a mašwa a a bontshang maikutlo a IMBA. Ikutlwe o kare o mongwe wa selo se se tona. Na le kitso ya go itse dipalo tsa buka ya kopelo jaaka seatla sa gago. Bonang tse dintšha le tsa tokafatso ya IMBA e e lereng pharologano ya dibuka tsa dikopelo mmogo fa tlhatse ga apo e le nngwe. Fa go kopana setšhaba le phatlhalatsa dithuto tsa Morena Jesu. Dingwe tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse di mo IMBA ke tse The Elsine Ehangano, The Osherero o Maimburiro, The Catholic Simaneka Karunga, The Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere le tse dingwe. Ikopanye le rona gompieno fa o ka rata gore lekwalo la kereke ya gago le okediwe mo palong ya dibuka tsa dikopelo tsa IMBA mo palong e latelang ya 081-23-58-063 kgotsa email ya rona digital@omalaiti.com. Le moga o tseye IMBA gompieno o kgona go e bona mo App Store le mo Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. You can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. 083-288-401. Yeah, you can call us and you can give your contribution, you can give your questions. You can also come up with, additional input, clarifications, and also constructive criticism, because like I'm always saying, when we are at this platform, we are at lecture hall one. And when you are at a lecture hall, those of you who went to college, university, or technics, when you are at the lecture hall, when a lecture is lecturing, a lecture is not like a teacher, because a teacher is to teach, a lecture is to facilitate the conversation. And there could be a student who understands better than that lecturer. That person will be able to come up with constructive input, constructive debates. That's why that area is called academics or academia. That's why that area is called academia, because in academia, students and lecturers, professors, tutors, they are creators of knowledge. They are co-creators of knowledge, because they contribute to the foundation, and they also contribute to the expansion of knowledge within those certain fields. That's why today, when we are talking about business and digitalization, we are not saying we are the best, and we are also not saying we don't have technical know-how on the operation of the things. We are just saying we are here to facilitate the program, and we are also making sure that whatever you are bringing up, we'll see how we can handle it, and we are also going to see how we can use those information to educate one another. Because the aim of this program, or the aim of Namibians to talk about business development, is not only for the sake of talking, but for the sake of teaching one another, and for the sake of developing one another. Because there is always somebody who is struggling to make coins. There is always somebody who is struggling to make money. And not really because that person does not have capacity, But it could be that that person does not have right amount of knowledge, or maybe a right amount of information that he or she can practically apply in order to make sure that the business venture that he or she is in become fruitful. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, to our dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at how we can use digital technology in order to make sure that we advance our businesses and we increase revenue. Because like we are always saying, the aim of operating a business is to make money and also contribute to the greater good of human beings. Because at the end of the day, when you make enough money, you also make sure that you contribute to the greater good of human beings. We are continuing with digital marketing. Marketing has different platforms. We have radio marketing. We have traditional marketing, where a person can go door to door. We have marketing through billboards. We have marketing in the word of mouth, which is almost the same as traditional marketing. We have marketing through persons who was there. And we also have marketing through provision of quality. All those marketings are very good. But when you are coming up with your marketing strategy, just make sure that no matter how good is the strategy, if the strategy is in a wrong environment, it will not be productive. It will not reach its end goal, because you can have a best strategy, but if your marketing strategy is not in a good environment, it will not be fruitful. If you are going door to door, like one on one or billboard, yes, some people can read, but some people are busy with their work, or some people are just not having time, or maybe your billboard is at the wrong place where people, whenever they pass through that, they are very busy. They are very busy focusing on where they are going to get their next meal. Door to door can be productive, but it will not reach a lot of people. However, if you incorporate online presence in your marketing strategy, that is going to be effective, because you are reaching beyond the obvious, because technology allow us to reach 20,000 people in the blink of an eye. Now, let us dissect these complicated ways to say no marketing strategy, all those things, business models and all those things. Let us put it to the ground of somebody who is selling Omagungu, for example, or somebody who is selling Okapana, or somebody who is selling eggs in the street. If you have online presence with what you have, a lot of people are on their phones. When you send your location, when you talk about what you do, when you market what you do online, people are able to react very fast, and they are also able to remember your business, because why? They spend more time online. Let's capitalize on this. Spending time online can be disadvantageous. However, it can also be advantageous, because there is always something which has good side and bad side. Now, that's why we are saying be present online and also provide quality. Because if you are providing quality and you are present online, it's easy for you to get more clients, and it's easy for you to expand. Because if you are telling the truth, there is no one who is going to save us in Namibia. I'm always having political debates with my friends. I'm always having political debates with my friend who... We talk from different angles of arguments, which is actually a very good thing. We can debate from economic point of views, those who understand economic very well. We can debate from finance point of view. We can debate a general debate. Then there are those political debates where people discuss, policy issues. People discuss, social affairs. People discuss about legal instruments. And people discuss about the way how the society is being shaped. Then what I can tell you is that in my own personal view, there is no politician on the face of earth who can develop the country alone. And on the other side also, there is no country which developed to a higher standard on this face of earth without quality, understanding, and clear thinking politicians. What do I mean by this? What I mean by this is that when we are in this developmental agenda, business people focus on business, politicians focus on politics. However, let us combine our plans. Let us combine our plans, and also to make sure that at the end of the day, whatever is happening at the private sector, the policy is already done. It's already favorable to make sure that the private sector is expanding and is recruiting more people. The other day, Helene and I, we were discussing about what Namibia can learn from developed partners such as China, US, and Singapore. Then one thing that we have found out is that a country like China, they invested in few things, and three of them, the first one is education, the second thing is technology, and energy and infrastructure. Then let us take technology. To what extent did they invest in technology? They invest in technology from pre-primary school, that kids are able to be taught technology. Kids are able to use technology. When it comes to business, it's more easy for them because it's easy for China to penetrate through the whole world, because you can't chase them, because they have something that you don't have, and that is technological capital. They are tech guys. They can do incredible things with technology. There is no technological company in the US that does not have a branch in China. Not because they want, because they understand the capacity of those people. Now, China is able to make more money from both areas. However, they made sure that they invest in technology. Now, I'm not saying our government must invest in technology, which has to be done. I'm saying you as a business person, how is your investment? Are you investing in traditional way of doing things? When I'm saying traditional way of doing things, don't take me wrongly. Traditional way of doing things, I don't mean the old ways of doing things. I mean the way of doing things which is not advanced. The way of doing things which is not advanced. Manual way of doing things. When somebody is comparing the technology of vehicles that we have, when you have a manual gear, somebody has an automatic, we look at the manual gear as traditional way of doing things, which is not wrong at all. However, we are saying this to that extent that it has been for a very long time, although they are still being produced. However, there are those who are advanced. Then when we talk about traditional way of doing business, it's a business which does not want to have an account. It's a business which does not want to have e-payment, or does not want to capitalize on e-banking, does not want the customer to send the money through e-banking, electronic transfer. There are still those guys who are requiring hard cash, because it could be that they don't have account. It could be that also they invest less in upgrading their system. Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and we are going to a commercial break. Then we can come and engage. The topic for today is how can businesses capitalize digital technology in order to advance their revenue.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite.
Si wanasha Namibia. Kamberera omwaka runga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara ulikuwa ni ma yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiyoe yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata joonjimbo dhoongereka dhayooloka. Ngaashi ehangano ja Elsin, omaimburiro joshiherero, simane kakarunga ja katolika karoma, joshimburu sang fortier noongereka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngere owapumbwa omaimbiro goongereka yoye gakale ga gwedhwako koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbari ndatu tano hetatu nora hamano ndatu nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Oto vuru ku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imbagoe nena.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-40.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wami na apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Muvere kisema ep atolo kasi nchavu kamso, zakale riferire, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba rifera zari vuka, kuya kwa rifasi la rifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, muikutwe kulimusi emba santo yengu yetuna. Mui kole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha, ni encha farizwe, ikopanya mifuta ya rifera matasa ep ilingwi, kukopanya naha, ni kuhasa nyali nzwila mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hama sfera sesfa ep ya imba, kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Afrikaans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavera kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business in...
Dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at how Namibian businesses can utilize digital technology in order to make sure that they increase their revenue. When we are talking about revenue, we mean money. We need mola. We talk about money which a business is generating, because when a business is able to invest in digital technology, because you may find three guys in any town in Namibia. You can find three guys in any town in Namibia who are both selling kapana. However, there is somebody who knows how to market his kapana online, and this person also has a business account where customers can come and say, "I don't have cash. I don't have money, the ATM is not working. However, I can make electronic transfer." Then you'll be able to understand that this guy has a competitive advantage over other people. This person has a competitive advantage over other people because other people will be able to see his service from a distance, and other people can also be able to be referred to from a distance. That's why we are saying, let us digitalize. And the other thing that we that we always talk about is e-commerce. When you talk about e-commerce, is we talk about fully operation or fully operation online. When a business is has a very good content or it has a very good presence online, you'll be able to sit in front of your computer, sell your product, buy your stock, employ people, train people sitting in front of your computer. That thing has already been happening in different parts of the world. It's already happening in Namibia. It's already happening in Botswana. It's happening everywhere. However, not for everyone. It's happening with those who understand and those who invest in technology. And the other thing that we need to look at also is how can businesses utilize the use of AI? AI is artificial intelligence, the use of robotics, the use of programmed programs. How can businesses utilize this? Businesses must use data from AI to make their research. They must use data in order to make sure that they spot their next customers, to make sure that they spot their next investors. Because when AI came into operation, a lot of people thought, you know, AI is coming to take our job. However, I believe it with all my heart. I believe it with all my heart to say there is nothing which is created by a human being which can outsmart a human being, no matter how better it is, because we are still in charge. Robots will not take over the world. They are programmed. And there is no one who can beat the existence of human beings, because if you look at the history of civilization, look at the industries, look at the things that the human being have done. Not even the biggest mama on earth can do it. Nobody can do it rather than human beings. That's why we are saying, when you are in business, understand the use of AI. Understand the use of AI and use AI to your advantage. There is something that is called business intelligence or data. It's part of data science. It's called business intelligence. It's not a complicated thing. It's something which can be applied even to your suitcase business, which is ordering clothes. It's just the use of data. It's just the use of data to say, you know, how many people want to buy this product at this season. Are they male or female? Last season, I ordered this amount of clothes, or I ordered this amount of materials, then they were bought at this rate. This is what I'm going to do. Now, this is where I'm going to strategize, because they talk about that numbers. They talk about numbers don't lie. That's why if a business invests in that area of business intelligence, invest in data, invest in collecting of business information, there is no corner of the world which is going to stop us. However, almost all of these things are being done when you have a good understanding of technology, when you have a good understanding of techs, and when you have experience or tried to be present online. Now, let us look at disadvantage, because we have been preaching about how to capitalize. It can be either e-banking, can be e-commerce, can be online marketing, it can be digitalization or digitization. What are the disadvantages? Because as it is in a physical world, in the online world or in an online environment, there are threats, there are bumpy roads, and there are also challenges and also sabotages and you know, all the ways that you can call them. Because when you are advancing in something, there is already those one who are advancing with wrong intention. That's why it's more important not only to look at what you can get from something, it's also very important to look at how can you protect yourself when the situation demands you to protect yourself. Because other people can trick you. Other people can play you. Other people can trick you. Other people can destroy your business online. The same way you have security guards at the physical business, the same way you need protection at an online business, because no one is safe. Yeah, because you have hackers, you have those one who are giving you wrong information, you have pretenders, you have con artists, but you have to deal with all these people. And don't only enter in the area where you cannot handle, you know, difficulties. Dear listeners, it's 18:56. We have around 4 minutes. And before we conclude, it's always good to engage us in the studio. I know everyone is mourning. Everyone is giving his final respect to the founding father. And yeah, with these few minutes, we are going to open our line. And yeah, you can engage us in the studio, 0883-288-401, 0883-288-401.
Shiwana shana mibia, kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwa nima yesiga, endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wa technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongo dhiyoe yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshiwana no kwanja kakaneka onjimbo moshiwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata jonjimbo dhongereka dhayoroka. Ngashi, ehangano ja Elsin, umaimburiro joshiherero, simane kakarunga ja katolika karoma, joshimburu sang fortier noongereka dhimwe. Tudengera nena ngere wapumba umaimbiro ongereka yoe gakarega wezwako. Koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbarindatu tano hetatu nora hamano datu. Nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Otovuruku adha oka epa ka imbako App Store noko Google Play Store. Imo nena imbagoe nena.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions and converse with us in studio on 083-288-40.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
Dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic segment. It's 18:58. We have 2 minutes before we come to the end of our show. And just to conclude, today's discussion was focusing on how business people can capitalize on using on digital technology in order to advance their businesses and also generate enough revenues, which is money. So in this regard, we spoke about the area of online presence, the importance of you marketing your business online. Don't be shy of what you are selling or the service that you are doing, because other people need it. If you are scared of selling what you are selling, offering the service that you are offering legally, and underline that word, if you are scared of selling something or giving service legally, no one is coming to feed you. No one is coming to feed you, and money does not have color. It's just money. Whether you are selling fat cakes, whether somebody is working in the bank, whether somebody is working for IMF, you are there in your tax shop. It's the same money that we are all fighting for. Because it depends on how you use it. Not really to say where it comes from and, you know, all those things. However, if you are really doing something legally, selling something legally, it's always important to use technology. Make sure that you have a bank. Make sure that you have e-banking. Make sure that you engage with your customers online. Don't just sell in the street. Sell in an online platform where the environment is unlimited. Customers are unlimited. With this word, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic segment. And I'll leave you in the good hands of Tatefly and also Naruvanda with their program Omtumwa. From me, David Shombe, until next time.
Mukungu lele kwa tuko maikuto wami na apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Muvele kisema ep atolo kasi nchavu kamso, zakale riferire, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba rifera zari vuka kuya kwa rifasi la rifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, muikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Muikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha, ni encha farizwe, ikopo nye mifuta ya rifera matasa
FM. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not all fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Either a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Pack your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsi Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholics Imaneka Karunga, the Afrikaans Selfwar Tierra, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodwitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Either a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future. Eagle FM, the
views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsie Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Selfwar Tierra, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.